but glorious. Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lopp and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by a man who stands at 1,676mm and weighs in over 76,000 grams. He's the henchiest man in British wrestling, Big Joe. As in,
Joe. That's exactly right, yeah, you got him numbers good there. Very good. Yeah, I'm good, mate. You okay?
Yeah, I'm brilliant, thank you.
Good.
I copied them straight from your Twitter, so I couldn't make them.
Yeah, no, everyone needs to know.
Yeah. All right, so before we get into your career, I just want to know a bit about your fandom. So how long have you been a wrestling fan?
Well, probably since I was about 9, 10, maybe even earlier than that, actually.
Yeah.
It's probably been about 14 years, maybe now, yeah. Like I say, I used to run back home after a swimming lesson on a Saturday morning and try and get smacked down on as soon as I could.
Yeah, definitely.
Watch like all like the SmackDown 6, like, you know, like Eddie Guerrero, Chavo, Benoit, Angle, Rey Mysterio and Edge, just because
yeah.
It was just mind-blowing the stuff they were doing, and like the storylines were really invested. Like, I was really invested in the storylines, as well as obviously with all the characters and things like that. It was just, and for fast-paced matches, especially for SmackDown as well, it was mint. I was like, oh, I need more of this.
Definitely. So who was your favourite wrestler growing up?
I'd say Chris Jericho, because he was, like, just so charismatic, and, like, you see that now, with how he's built over the years and things like that, and, but, yeah, just, like, the way he was, and, like, I've said it in, like, that magazine, the Factory magazine, and I've, it's just the fact of, like, I didn't hate him, then,
yeah.
Like, but I hated his character. I was like, oh, he can't be doing this to, like, you know, when I saw Shawn Michaels at Mania 19, I was like, you can't be beating up Shawn Michaels. That's Shawn Michaels. Like, what are you doing to him? And I was just like, I was just really invested. And it's just how charismatic and the way he'd, like, the fans would boo him and things like that as well. And plus, when he was a face as well, all the fans got behind him. It was just, like, awesome stuff.
I can see similarities. in the way you do promos compared to an early Jericho.
Yeah. I mean, like, I try and take, obviously, learn something from, like, Jim, like, influence through pro wrestling, but, like, I feel like the way he, like, kind of just completely zones into his character has been a big help for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then also Rey Mysterio, because, you know, I may seem like I sound very big, but, you know, I'm actually not that tall, so. But, I mean, the likes of, like, Rey Mysterio, like, Spike Dudley and all them lot, like, even, like, Nunzio and people like that, the whole cruiserweights.
Yeah.
They were, like, doing all these fast-paced matches, and it shows that, like, you know, somebody being only, like, 5 foot can do this. You know, I can make a name for myself, I can, you know, hang in there with guys, because obviously when it was then, it was like all like the 6'5", 250-plus-pound guys that were like the main event guys. And when it got to 2006, when Mysterio got given that triple threat in the Rumble,
yeah,
and he was in that triple threat match with Randy Orton and Kurt Angle for the title, I was like, well, if he could do it, you know, like, surely that gives somebody like me, not being very tall, an opportunity to, you know, just get my head down and crack on and see if I can do it as well.
Yes, what actually prompted you to don the tights and get into the ring?
Well, I'd say that, and then when I got to about 19, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to give this a go.
Yeah.
Because I've got a degree in theatre performance practice and all that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I've done drama my whole life, and I've, you know, done various different plays and different shows, etc. But obviously always the show that I've wanted to do and I've always wanted to be a part of is pro wrestling.
Yeah.
So at 19, I was like, you know what? I have to give this a go. I looked online, saw Grand Pro Wrestling, and they had like an induction day, and I was like, signed up, paid my money, and then yeah, never stopped since.
Is that Wigan Grand Pro?
Well, they train in Manchester. They're actually doing, they've done a merge with WrestlePro, which is now Pinfall, and they do, you know, they're merged together, and they're at Salford Lifestyle Centre, is where the training school is.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. Like the fact, like, I've had where I started, because I train at 3 different schools now. I'm at NGW on a Tuesday. Underneath WrestlePro, Pinfall Pro now under Sam Bailey, and then I go to Fighting Spirit on a Thursday. That's Wednesday on Thursday under James Drake and Zach Gibson. So, you know, I'm just trying to get a wealth of knowledge, especially like, well, I'm kind of picking up some steam on the scene, you know, like throughout this year, and like obviously for the last few years I've been wrestling, so it's like just trying to get as much knowledge as I can to keep myself going and keep pushing myself forward to try and get myself more out there.
You couldn't really ask for four better trainers than the four you
mentioned. Oh god, yeah. I mean, like the fact that I've been able to meet so many people, like I'll always go to like Tyson T-Bone for advice, Chris Ridgway, people like that. Like I'm quite really close with people like that that I consider like my friends. So I can go to them for advice as well as, like, you know, still learn through their advice and their critiques and things like that as well. So I've managed to circle my, like, I kind of surround myself with that many, like, minds through British wrestling. I'm in a very good position to be in at the moment, and I'm very looking forward to the future.
So when you started training, was there a wrestler you wanted to try and mold your style around?
When I first started, I was mainly doing like high flying stuff because I was smaller.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, like, I'd always thought, like, I could do the moves, and you never know. Like, I still keep up with that type of style, as well as like trying to round that performance through, like, you know, more of a technical style and things like that, just to keep myself fresh and not just pinpoint myself as a character. Because my character does kind of like take the forefront of my wrestling, but. You know, like, just make as like a performer in general, to have all those different kind of styles like within my repertoire, I think would be more beneficial. But as the character started to form, I feel like obviously like this gym influenced very like heavily, but like the likes of like Crash Holly,
because he was
kind of like small guy who thought he was a big guy. The stuff he was doing, you know, he'd bring like a massive scale out with him. On his entrance and things like that.
Always set to 400 pounds or something. So
exactly. But you know, yeah, just little things like that. Like, I'll take from that and be like, you know, that makes sense, you know, and that can really help my character. And just like how it looked like he was having like such fun. And I'm like, with my character, I enjoy it so much. But, like, I've done it debuted a couple of years back.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 years back now. But, yeah, like, it's not like slipping down, like, oh, I'm sick of this character or anything. Like, I've been able to, you know, if I'm debuting in a new place, it's fresh. It's like, oh, I can reintroduce myself. You know, I can hold myself in certain situations depending on the audience. Like, if I'm a TNT, it can be like 15 to 18 plus crowd.
Yeah.
You know, mold that character towards that, I'd be more happy with it, or with a family friendly, you know, family more like my, you know, different style within my character there, you know. So, yeah, just, it's good to see where it can go for now, you know. Like, and it's got so much legs. Like, I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm in with it, feel.
Yeah, so take us back to your first match. What do you remember about it? In the hindsight, was it any good, or what was your opinion?
I first wrestled at Grand Pro, and it was in the other bad lads, Mickey Barnes and Brill.
Yeah,
and we were taking on Jimmy Jackson, Wahoo Thunderfoot, and who was the other person? Oh, I feel so bad now. But anyway, there's another person in there as well. But it seemed to get over. It seemed to, like I say, get over. Wouldn't be. I mean, it seemed to get good reactions.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I did bits of like the big man thing, and people were like, oh, he's like, is he actually big? And then it got shut down where I was trying to be big, and I clearly wasn't, and things like that. yeah. So like from the get go, like it seemed to be like kind of, you know, people understood it, and people got like behind it in the sense of like, you know, they really wanted to see me get like battered and get my comeuppance.
Yeah.
And then obviously the chants started, and then even when I go to new places, like, the chants still seem to follow, so I can't get away from them, so. But yeah, no, it was a really good experience to be in there, and obviously, like, I've been trained originally at Grand Pro, like, I had experience with all those guys in there anyway, so yeah. And then, but then from there, like, at Grand Pro especially, like, I got to work with, like, Ashton Smith really early on, Mike Kirby really early on, and people like that. So I got a chance to, you know, like, kind of be in there with guys that have known it for so long, and who are now, obviously, you know, World of Sport, one's an NXT superstar, you know. So it's like, and what was up from the get-go was kind of thrown in there with people that would really benefit my career. And I feel like as I've progressed in my career, like, that's happened even more and more. I'm really fortunate. Again, I'm fortunate to be in the position I'm in, yeah.
So do you really prefer to work heel?
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like, organically, if I'm going to be a face, I feel like if I'm heel for so long at somewhere, or and then it starts to turn me face, like, that way, then I feel like I'd have more legs with it. I mean, I've worked face at a various few different places, and I just change my character up to get different responses. Like, if I'm doing, like, the big man kind of gimmick there, I'd be like, oh, I am strong.
Yeah.
Use the protein shake as kind of like, it's like Undertaker's urn or something like that, you know.
I was thinking like Popeye thing where you drink it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it kind of gives me power, yeah, exactly. You know, and that could still work as heel as well, but I mean, like, yeah, that's what I used to get to kind of get the audience behind me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I'm just having such fun. Like, I do enjoy working heel. I enjoy getting the audience riled up, you know, and expanding when I finally get, like, hit in the face or get a move done on me, get my comeuppance, and they come up for it even more, and they enjoy my pain, essentially.
Yeah. And where did calling people dweebs come from? That's
something. I don't know. I mean, seems to be my kind of staple word now, doesn't
yeah.
it, really?
Yeah, it's like...
I watch a lot of different things on YouTube. Like, there's a guy, Bro Science, he does different things and says different things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure. Do you know what? I can't even remember. But I was trying to think of a specific word to call people to show that, like, I feel like I'm bigger.
Yeah.
I do say different things, but, like, the dweeb just kind of came out, and then I was like, hang on a minute, so that seems all right. And then they said it again and said it again. Just a natural thing that comes out before I can even stop the name dweeb. So it's very, and it's saying yeah as well. Like, with my gimmick, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do this, yeah. And then I'll go kind of like, yeah, behind me, and I'll be like, what? I never realised I actually said it.
Yeah.
I only realised it until my family started saying it to me. I was like, oh, okay, right. I do say this a lot. So let's just run with it and go with it. So the dweeb and the yeah, kind of they are staples of my... it kind of helps me kind of just flow with a promo as well. So say if I'm like, you know, it might be on a specific, you know, promotion or something. Like, it brings up the promo and it kind of like helps my character flow through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, to make it as successful as a promo as I want it to be. And, you know, like, it just helps me do a better promo for whatever I'm doing. So, and it's, I enjoy saying it because people laugh at it as well, because it's not like a word where I'm like, oh, I'm so offended. It's you know, it's one of them where you can laugh at it, but then you know that I'm calling you a smaller person than me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's something I hadn't heard for about 20 years. I was like, this time, no, it was the Rumble last year, Island Rumble, it was the first time I saw you. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you've wrestled the likes of, like, Lana Roxon, Alexa Falcon. Is intergender wrestling something you enjoy?
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, I've wrestled Lana, wrestled Alexis, and then I'm sure I've wrestled a few of the other girls in wrestling, but, yeah, intergender wrestling, like, I'm all for it, like, yeah. I mean, it gives me more opportunity to wrestle a lot more performers within the British scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and two, they're just, you know, as athletically gifted and as, you know, as strong and all that stuff as, say, some of the lads in wrestling. I mean, and plus it kind of like, it weights out a card as well. So you're not just restricted to, you know, here's a singles match with two male wrestlers and here's a singles match with two female wrestlers. It intertwines it all and then gives the audience a chance to be like, oh, this is unexpected. Oh, I don't know if this is happening, what's going to happen next. I'm not saying that a sense of, oh, it's going to be like, you know, unexpected what's going to happen within the match. But I mean, it shows that anything's possible on a wrestling card.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like, that could be with storylines, that could be with promos, that could be with anything of that sort. But, I mean, the match I had with Lana, I thoroughly enjoyed. I mean, just my character with her, the way that she did her character as well. It's not even the fact that she's a, you know, it's a male versus female. The fact that I could, you know, work my character with her character
yeah.
and get really good responses. Plus, she knows the stuff. I feel like she's one of my favourite performers in general anyway. So, it's just good fun. And then I'm really good friends with Alexis as well. Like, so seeing her and getting a chance to, like, wrestle her as well, like, just, I get to wrestle more of my friends, so what's, you know, more for it.
Do you think going down a comedy route with intergender wrestling could be the best way to change people's perception on it?
Not really. I mean, people's perceptions are their opinions of what it is. You know, like, that's fine. They do what they want to do, whatever. But I think that's just my shtick.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like I can out offer comedy, and it's just the fact that it's a female. You know, that's just another, you know, kind of like feather to the bow of what my character can go through or wrestle. I think with intergender wrestling in general, it's just, it is what it is, and it should be enjoyed regardless. I feel like it's one performer wrestling another performer, and that's how it should be seen. So, you know, as long as it just keeps happening within different promotions, I mean, surely, like, people will just be like, okay, this is just one wrestler another wrestler to be who determine who is the best player. That should how it should be, I feel, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's slowly getting that way.
Yeah, I'm all for it. You know, like, it's, again, it's just like more people to wrestle, more people to kind of work with, so I don't see what the issue is, really.
My name's Connor Klein.
I'm Ryan Lewis.
I'm RJ Silver.
I'm Andy Knox.
And we're Paradox, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Sick!
Paradox!
And you've got some huge matches coming up. So on the 19th, you're facing Eddie Ryan. You've recently appeared for NXT UK at 4Gen Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good that I've tried to. I know I'm progressing out there a bit more. Unfortunately, you've given me some really good opportunities to wrestle with. I'll wrestle with my mate, like a really good friend of mine, Joe Nelson.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Eddie Ryan, I've never wrestled him before. He's from a different part of the UK, so, you know, it's a good chance to kind of meet with him and see what happens within the match. And then, you know, like, because, you know, he's got the size, he's got, you know, he's got, like, a good build, he's very good at wrestling as well, he's got very good, he's very good at what he does, so, you know, I'm ready to just kind of see what we can do, see what we can mesh together and have a really good match.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And then you're appearing at Future Shock at the For the Love of Wrestling event in an 8-man tag, where you're against absolute legends, so...
The fact that I've got a chance to wrestle the likes of the Hurricane and then Hacksaw Jim Duggan within the space of 2 months is very mind blowing for someone like me. I mean, like, it shows that, you know, people are, you know, especially with Future Shock, I'm very appreciative of what Future Shock have done for me so far and how they're using me and things like that. I mean, the fact I get to wrestle two WWE legends from different eras as well, and then, you know, kind of work off them and see how my style fits with their things. So, like, I'm just looking forward to it. I can't wait to wrestle, you know, two of the people that I grew up, like, watching as well. So, well, you know, I'm going to wrestle one of them. And that was everything I wanted it to be, and it was a really good match. And then, he, you know, both sides, when I wrestled Shane, he seemed to really enjoy it. And then, so I'm looking forward to it. And then, like, I get to wrestle with, T-Bone, who I've never had a chance to really do much with. He's on my team as well. And then also I get to, like, wrestle a lot of regulars like Danny Hope, Chris Egan, and the Future Shock champion now with John McGregor, and then they're guys who are, the more matches I have with them, the more, you know, the more we can branch out in what we can do. So, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Plus, it's another stage for Future Shock as well, being in Liverpool, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted, because I'm going on the Sunday, and this is on the Saturday.
We'll miss out on Hacksaw, me and Hacksaw Jim Duggan coming to blows, so... I'm sure some videos have come out and things like that.
Yeah,
really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so it's For the Love of Wrestling, it promises to be one of the biggest dedicated wrestling events with legends like Undertaker, Bret Hart, Jericho, Flair.
Are you hoping to
get a chance to look around the convention and maybe meet some of the legends?
I mean, if I can, maybe, like, I'll have a look around, but I feel like I'd like to meet, if anyone, you know, get a chance, because there's quite a few different people wrestling on the events that we've got. Tennille Dashwood wrestling with, she's in a triple threat with Lana and Alexis
Falcon.
Yeah. You never know who's going to end up being on the show, but you never know, like, if I get a chance I might do, but it's now at the point where I want to be able to, you know, speak to people or meet people on, like, a work basis, if you understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll see what happens anyway, but yeah, if it happens, cool, I'm looking forward to it. Even if it's just to fit their brains and see, you know, how their career and their mindsets have kind of put them in the path they have, you know what I mean, and how, you know, what I can do to improve or further my career.
Cool. And then on the 5th of May, you're appearing at Wrestle Island in Wallasey.
Yep.
You've been in a feud with Matt Brooks the last couple of shows, so tell us a bit about the history of this feud. And...
Well, I mean, you know, Matt Brooks, that scene, you never know what he's up to, but no, me and Matt, we've... He just seems to keep getting the up hand on me. I've tried a lot of things, to be honest, to shut him up, because I'm sick of him, to, you know, I'm sick of all this singing, I'm sick of the way he thinks he's got a better body than me when he clearly hasn't. But yeah, there's been a lot of back and forth, and there's been a lot of different stipulations. Like, we've had a mixed tag thrown in there, we've had a normal tag team thrown in there where Jill's been on my side, and then and things like that. But it needs to get to a point now where... I need to show you who's the big guy for good, really, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you had was it two or three photos as well, wasn't it? Was it?
Yes, it was a pose-off, a sing-off, and then a wrestling match.
Yeah.
I, you know, that guy. He's got a good voice, fair enough to him, but, you know, I wasn't ready for that. I was too focused on the pose off, which I clearly won definitely anyway. As you can see, I've got a better build than him. I am better than him in the gym as well. Mm-hmm. And I was too pumped up from the pose off, and he seemed to get the better of me. And I slipped, and then somehow he got he hit his finisher on me, and then he seemed to win that 2 out of 3 falls. But he got lucky, like I said. So we'll see what happens coming May, and then I feel like I'm going to shut him up. But yeah.
And you're hoping to get possibly into like the power briefcase type of realm, or maybe go up to the titles? Or...
Yeah. I mean, if that chance comes up, definitely. I mean, Lucas Steele is a great performer, and he's done a lot of. Good things with the different companies he wrestles for, and I've had a chance to get in there with him as well.
Yeah,
one of the Proving Ground shows that I've been on, and I enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed it. So if that opportunity comes up, then surely, definitely, I'll definitely be up for that. But you never know who might step up next to challenge the biggest entries guy in British wrestling. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where this feud goes. I think I've really enjoyed it so far.
Definitely, yeah, I know, me too. On a personal note, like the fact I get to wrestle Matt a lot is a good laugh, and I know we get to get up our matches, you know, depend on where we are, what we're doing, what the stipulation is, so we can add more legs to our performances that we have. So it's good to wrestle him, and then it's good to see where we can build up on the matches.
It's really fun. So two matches have been announced so far. So. Lucas Steele doing his first defence against former champion Sean Only and Warren Banks. So two big men for Steele's first defence. So that should be really good.
Yeah, definitely. Really
And then Sugar Dunkerton and Sam Bailey will face off. So that'd be another great match, I think.
Definitely. I've wrestled both of them, and both of them are great performers.
Yeah, Sugar's seems to have really took off on the British scene at the moment. He seems to be great everywhere he goes. So.
Sugar's. I mean, I've got the chance to wrestle Sugar at Future, and we had a really good match. And as Sugar himself, he's a really nice guy, and he's a really great performer. So I'm glad he's got a chance to kind of build a name up over here, and he enjoys it over here as well.
Yeah, I got to interview him just a couple of weeks before he made his first tour over.
Proper stand-up
with
guy, really enjoy
it. Yeah.
In the locker room as well, he's just a really, really nice guy to be around.
Yeah, and there's been another few names have been, so a few friends of the show have been announced for. So we've got Alexis Falcon, Cameron Salas, and Paradox. So it all promises to be a brilliant show. So.
Oh yeah, no, looking forward to it, mate, definitely.
Yeah, so what's some of the best advice you could give to somebody starting off in the business?
Well, honestly, even though I've done it for a couple of years now, about 3-4 years on actual shows, I shouldn't really be giving, I still feel like I should be giving advice because I'm trying to take it in myself, really. But from the experience I've had so far is just go to a reputable school, get through, make sure you're fully ready before you start to start on shows.
Yeah.
Like it took me 2.5 years before I even started the show, and then even then I was like, right, I am ready. I feel like I am ready, but there's still so much to learn. But there's always much to learn on within wrestling anyway. It's constantly expanding business.
Yeah, definitely.
But go to reputable school, keep your head down, keep grinding, keep working hard, listen to your trainers, get other advice, just try and perhaps put people within the business, work hard and find something that is unique as well. I feel like with my character being very different from everything else going on,
mm-hmm.
and luckily having the drama background and being like very able to get into that character's mindset, that set me apart from everyone else. Because everyone will have their own niche, but you don't want to be doing the same thing as someone else. So, if you've got something else that you can add that offer differently to a promoter, definitely do that, work on that, do that, and then you'll hopefully be able to expand yourself more within the British scene.
Yeah, so apart from the ones with highlighters, is there anywhere else people can see you in the near future?
In the near future, I will have them now. Just check my calendar to make sure I've got the correct dates. I'm on 4GW, but I've been on the camp run with 4GW anyway.
Yeah.
I will be at TNT. May I'll be at TNT Ignition on the 2nd of May. We've got Wrestle Island. There's a few different places waiting to be announced. But you never know where I'll pop up. There's a GPW show on the 18th of May as well. This is the 19th of May. Where I'm issuing an open challenge. So if you keep your keep an eye on me. There's a few different debuts that I'll yet to announce yet that I will be will be happening as well. So I'll if you want to know, keep your eyes open. You'll see my Facebook.
So do you want to promote your social media before we go?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, Twitter is at BenchmarkBigGo. Instagram is at BenchmarkBigGunsJoe. If you want to get in touch with me via email, it's at BenchmarkBigGo@gmail.com. And yeah, call me a dweeb and I'll tell you to shut up.
Yeah, I put all the links in the description below this awesome. Interview. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah, let me know, man. It's been a pleasure. Cheers, Chris.